This is Rabbi Nassan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, June 13th, 2022. We'll begin Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph 34a, the first section, the black text. End of last week, we wanted to know, why couldn't you heat up a tile? All right. Of all the things that we saw that made so much sense, you couldn't do, you can't create the fire, you can't do all these things, what's the deal with heating a tile? So the Gemara said, and now it continues into this page, Shetzarich Levadkan. You have to test them to see that they're going to hold up. Right? The final step in preparing the tile is to make sure that they don't bust when heated. Ve'amrila, and some say, Mipnei Shetzarich Lechasman. We're not worried about them breaking. This is the final step in hardening the tile, is to heat it. So when you heat it up, you are finishing that vessel. Sort of a makev patish type of thing, and therefore it's prohibited. Tanan hasam drasa o shetrafa bekotel. If you have a bird and you trampled it, or you threw it against the wall, or smushed it against the wall, or o shiritzasa behema, or some other animal, smashed it, stepped on it, whatever. Umifar chesed, and it's pirchus is those involuntary body shakes. When they say when they cut the chicken's head off and it starts running around and flipping and whatever, that's pirchus. But then, we didn't cut the chicken's head off, we just smashed it against the wall, we stepped on it. Vishasame eis leis, and it lasted a whole day. Didn't die right away. Ushchat, and then you shechted it. Shera. It's actually kosher, because then we assume if it lasted the day, right, the Tanakhama assumes that there was no trefa, there wasn't any real lasting damage done. And therefore the bird is fine, shechted it good. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Yanai Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus. So says Rabbi Elazar, in the name of this litany of people, Tricha Bidiga. Now in this particular case, you have to check because there was a reyesa. There was a reason to be suspicious. So boy me nay, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira, "Man l'shachta biyantiv." Okay, so that's during the week, right? So during the week, there's no problem shachting it. The question is, do you have to check it or not? But now we say, well, what about shachting it on yantiv? Because if you shecht the bird on yantiv and it turns out that it really was a problem, so you did shechita unnecessarily on yantiv because you couldn't eat the animal. So the Gemara asks, "Mimach sekinan reyusu biyantiv or olo?" Do we believe that there's a chazaka, there is an established reyasa, an established, right, negative association, a reason to be suspicious on yantiv or not? If we are, then you shouldn't shecht it on yantiv. If we're not, knock yourself out. Kill the animal. So Amar Le Tanina says, and well, we already learned this, right? Ein melavnes ha-ra'afin letzlos bahen. You cannot heat up the tiles to, roast on them. Bahavinan ba'an. The Gemara asks, Maika Abed, what indeed did you do? Ba'amar Rabba bar Barchana. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabba bar Barchana, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, hacha b'ra'afim chadashim askinan. Here we're talking about new tiles. Mipnei shetzarech levatkan. Right? New tiles, you have to check. So, what does that tell us about the chicken? If you're checking to see if they burst, that maybe there's an issue with this particular item, you can't do that on yantiv, even for the purpose of cooking, and therefore, shechting the bird would be the same thing. You can't, even though it's for the purpose of eating and cooking, you can't do it if, right, there might be a possibility that there's a problem. So Amar Lei, so he said back to him, no, Ana mipnei shetzarech lechasman masinala. No, I hold the second version, the second explanation in the Gemara. No, with the tiles, the issue is not that you have to check it. The issue is you're hardening it and doing makim bepatish, you're finishing it up. But if that's the reason you can't do the tiles, it has nothing to do with shechting the bird. All right, the bird is just a question of do we think that there's a problem or not. Shechting it is certainly permitted. Hardening the tile to finish it is not permitted. Two different cases, halacha from one does not impact on the halacha for the other. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.